This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
That's the sound that a group of humans can make together. That's beautiful. We are an amazing species, but there are dark forces in this universe that seek to enslave us and force us to merge with their silicon system. It's now out in the open. Can you believe it's all out in the open now? When will the creatures step out from behind the shadows, or will they ever? There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. They're keeping babies alive. They're selling their organs. There's a world government. There's an attack on the family. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. David, before we go any further, because you never do this when you come on, I haven't read your book yet. I've read many of your books. I'm going to get your book, The Trigger. It's got the Twin Towers blowing up on the cover. I can guess what the book's about, but tell us about the book. Tell us where you've been. Because I usually do a lot of conferences and speeches. I know you've cut way back the last year and a half, and we've all missed you. So spend a few minutes on David Icke.
Well, I've been doing internet videos all the time, as I do, but I've been writing the book. I'm almost finished another one since this one came out. I set about doing an update on a book I wrote about 9/11 called Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. It came out in September 2002. And I set about just doing an update, and within 2 weeks, I thought, this is not going to be an update. This is going to be a whole blank sheet of paper. And I put together this massive work, which is in two parts. The first, and it's not just about 9/11, but that's the theme. The first part of it demolishes the official story of 9/11, which is an absolute joke and an insult to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11. An absolute insult. And in the second half of the book, I tell an amazing story leading to who actually did do 9/11, who was really centrally orchestrating 9/11. And it wasn't 19 hijackers that couldn't fly one-engine Cessnas. And it's a story that goes back to the 17th century and the creation of a cult called Sabbateanism through a guy called Sabbatai Zevi. And in the next century, a guy came along. He claimed to be a Jewish messiah. In the next century, along came a guy called Jacob Frank, who said he was the reincarnation of Zevi and the biblical patriarch Jacob. And Sabbateanism became Sabbatean Frankism. And what it is an inversion of Judaism. What it does, it takes, for instance, if in Judaism it's a day of fasting, then in Sabbatean Frankism, it's a day of feasting. These Sabbatean Frankists hate Jewish people, but they hide behind them. And I follow how their great technique is infiltration. They'll infiltrate, say, the Jewish community. They'll infiltrate, as they did, the Islamic community, they'll infiltrate the Christian community, and they'll appear to be advocates of that religion or that culture, while working towards the agenda of this cult, Sabbatean Frankism.
And its public name is the ADL today, correct?
Well, that's one expression of it. That's one expression of it. It's got a vast global network now, which made it able to manipulate 9/11, the core of the CIA and the American deep state is the Sabbatean Frankist death cult, and in other places around the world, too. I'll tell you a quick story, if I've got time before the break.
Aren't a lot of the Nazis part of the Sabbatean cult?
Well, absolutely. It's all connected. Sabbatai Zevi operated in the Ottoman Empire, the Islamic Ottoman Empire, and he was told by the Sultan that he either converted to Islam or they would sort him out, if you know what I mean. So he converted, and a lot of his followers, because by that time in the 17th century, he had a million followers.
Hold on, listen, let's get more into this. This is really important to me. Wow. To David Icke's our guest. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition that can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, you never know where David Icke will go next, but it's always intriguing and very informative. I said, what's your new book, The Trigger? Because I haven't read it yet. And just came out, and he plunged into it. Bizarre death cult that I'm aware of, and I'm aware of it being very powerful, and I'm aware of some of those folks interfacing with the Islamics, interfacing with multiple groups, and he was laying that out. So finish up there, then I want to cut right to the chase with the off-world or interdimensional systems that the globalists admit they're interfacing with, why they do the occult rituals, why they hurt children, the energy of children, the different levels of it, why they're externalizing the hierarchy or the method right now, and then how we counter it with David Icke here with us at DavidIcke.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We've got Cyber Week going, critical to fund ourselves in the next year under all the attacks, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, never done that before, and huge sales. We'll keep the sale going for the rest of the week, but some of these things are about to go off sale. A couple things went off sale today because we're about to sell out. So take advantage of that and fund our operation. Don't spend your money with the big box stores or, you know, with the globalist anti-gun, you know, groups like Amazon and others. If you've got a choice, I'm not judging if you buy some stuff off Amazon. It's very convenient. Everybody does it, but InfoWarsStore.com has great t-shirts, great books, great films, the best air filtration, best water filtration, a lot of good preparedness gear, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, and of course the best supplements out there you're going to find anywhere. So get your fish oil from us, get your brain boost from us, get your products at InfoWarsStore.com, get your Wake Up America coffee. People drink it. It's got 5 stars by major coffee snob websites. It's that good. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, do your shopping with us. Keeps us on the air, and it's critical to getting the info out so you can hear people like David Icke. I was talking during the break. He said, oh, yeah, he's massively shadow banned, massively blocked. His videos still get millions of views online, and that's when they're shadow banned. So very important. Everybody realize this is not a spectator sport. We're all in this together, and your human intelligence, promoting the interviews, promoting the local stations, that's how we circumnavigate the censors. So I want to thank the viewers again. David, finishing up with your book, The Trigger, that I'm definitely going to read. Tell us more about it.
So this Sabbatai Zevi, who claimed to be the Jewish Messiah, who ran this Sabbatean cult that was an inversion of Judaism, he was given the choice by the Sultan in the Ottoman Empire of convert to Islam or it's over. So he converted, and a large number of his followers converted. And they became known as the Donma, or Donme, which means to turn. And they outwardly claimed to be followers of Islam, but they were Sabbateans, which is a satanic cult. And I follow through one stream of this Donma, and guess where it led? The Saudi royal family. And it led to another Sabbatean called Wahhab, who, with the British Empire and the House of Saud, which the Wahhabi's daughter married into, we get Wahhabism, this head-chopping ISIS extreme version of Islam, which is being used, of course, to create mayhem in the Middle East. You follow other streams of this Sabbatean Frankist cult, and it infiltrated the Roman Catholic Church. It was the force, because the Rothschilds are Sabbatean Frankists, it was the force behind the creation of Israel. I have a chapter in the book called Atlantic Crossing, where I show how this cult moved in on the United States. It's in Britain. And it's an expert in infiltration. It will appear as anything it wants to infiltrate, and people will believe that, yeah, they really believe in whatever they claim to be, but they're working behind the scenes as the Donmeh, the infiltrators. And the deep state in America, at its core, is controlled by the Sabbatean Frankists, and the Israeli government. I'm not talking about Jewish people. I mean, I've said in the book about three times, no one needs to read this book more urgently than Jewish people to see how they've been scammed by these infiltrators.
Well, let's pull back from that, because we know the Rothschilds are trying to put Netanyahu in prison. That's certainly going on. So there's major splits and power groups and things going on. And then we know that the Rothschilds helped found Israel, but then we get the internal WikiLeaks documents where now Soros wants to have a big cataclysm and have it fall, and then out of that comes world government. This is biblical-type revelation stuff.
Well, can I just say a few things?
Yes, please, go ahead.
By the way, I want to bring this from where I am now into what we've been talking about, the smart group. I follow this through in the book, and I explore this in the book, and this is what I conclude, that this apparent division between those that run Israel and George Soros is an absolute frickin' myth. They are playing two sides against the center. We have a situation where Soros is funding the left through the Open Society Foundations. He's funding all the woke. He's funding all the mass immigration agenda. And on the other side, they're funding the right. And it's a simple, simple, classic Sabbatean Frankist technique. Control both sides.
Well, the Rothschilds would always fund both sides of a war. They admitted that. So, exactly. And other groups have done that as well. So the British Empire was good at that. So let's pull back here. Then let me ask this question.
One other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the closing chapters of the book, I look at where this Sabbatean Frankist agenda is going, and most people won't know this, but the second Silicon Valley in the world now is Israel, and it's based on a place called Beersheba, which is a military cyber complex, vast. And if you go on the internet and criticize Israel, there's a very good chance that the abuse that comes back will have a uniform, will be wearing a uniform out of Beersheba, because they have a whole cyber army.
Let's expand on that, because I see through AOC and all these groups, and the four and all that, also, and I understand people can play both sides, but there's also a real anti-Israel, anti-Jew sentiment from the left and on the universities. I mean, those people hate Jews. That's weird, David. His Skype broke up only just then. Did you hear my question? Do you see that? It's frozen.
No.
Can't hear it. Let's reconnect with David Icke right now and get his take on that. You got to love Skype, especially since Microsoft bought it 3 years ago. It's gone nothing but downhill. And also, so much technology used to get better, and now it just stays the same or it gets worse. Absolutely annoying. And again, we go into everything. We look at everything here, and it's all very interesting. And people need to discuss it. We need to talk about it. Oh, do we have David back now? David, can you hear me? All right. What we're going to do is we're going to go to break. And we're going to figure this out. We have to get him on the telephone. We'll do that because I'm not going to do a 30-minute mess with the Skype ritual. That's just not going to happen today. But again, David Icke is our guest, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. All I know is the globalists are anti-human, and communist China has been officially set up to standardize the model of dehumanization and enslavement, and that's in Reuters today. That's where I was going next. And I don't want to live like I live in communist China. And so I don't care who's running it or what's behind it. I just simply know there is a race by all these countries and all these corporations to build this total surveillance grid that absolutely ends independent human activity and is being used to enslave us and kill us, and it's wrong and it's dangerous. So we're going to work on David Icke's Skype or our Skype, find out what the hell's going on, and we're going to have him finish up what he's trying to get into. Then I want to get into big picture, the off-world, you know, the demons of the Bible. I mean, because the globalists follow these, they worship these. That's why I really wanted David on, because he's been vindicated, the royal family, what's coming out. What's happened with Prince Andrew? Why is he in trouble when Prince Charles was best buddies with Jimmy Savile, and so much more. Back in just a few minutes with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. We'll finish up talking about his book, The Trigger, and then we'll get into so much more straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Alex Jones here with the one, the only David Icke, talking about his book, The Triggering, or The Trigger, and he had a Skype problem, or he had a Skype problem, who knows. Finish up with what you were getting to, and then I want to get into the fact that we know the globalists are conducting occult rituals, why they're doing it, the pedophilia, why they're coming out with it, why they're admitting it, why they're promoting it, and where they want to take us versus what we can do to stop this agenda, and what you think the timeline is, David, because you've been a big trailblazer. I want you to tell us what you think's coming next, because they now admit world government, post-human future, really nightmare stuff. It's all over the news. They're just telling us roll over and die, and I really don't want to do that. So please continue.
Yeah, I was just saying before the Skype broke up that there's a chapter in The Trigger of when this Sabbatean Frankist cult moved in on America. And when you look at 9/11, you can see how this cult was the cement that pulled the whole thing together, so that the CIA were involved, the Pentagon was involved, the government was involved, the FBI was involved, because this cult works like that. It infiltrates all these different cultures, all these different agencies, and through those connections, it works as one unit. And when you look at the ultra-Zionist involvement in 9/11, before, during, and after, it is absolutely staggering. The Jewish population of the world is 0.2%. And the part of that community that I'm talking about is a tiny fraction of 0.2%, a tiny fraction of 2% of the American Jewish population. And yet, their positions of influence and control across 9/11 were just beyond belief. Now, that is not a statistical chance. That is because there's something to look at, and I expose it all in The Trigger. And that's not to say the Jews did 9/11. They didn't. The vast majority of Jewish people have no idea they've been infiltrated. That the Islamic community don't realize they're being infiltrated. Christian Zionism in America doesn't realize it's been infiltrated. But this is how the Roman Church doesn't realize at a follower level that it's been infiltrated. But it has, by this same through the centuries death cult. And they are, as I was saying, in Israel. And again, I say again, it's the Sabbatean Frankist cult that actually is the force running Israel. They've created this vast military cyber center at Beersheba. And all around that cyber center are research and development facilities put there by the major Silicon Valley companies. And they are turning out the technicians and the developers of this smart grid. They have an entire system in Israel whereby they are scanning the schools, they're scanning the universities, and then when they come into their conscripted military service, they're looking at those that have this capacity, this aptitude for cyber expertise, and they are putting them into this cyber development center at Beersheba, and then they're going off into Silicon Valley companies, creating their own startup companies, all to do with the smart grid, and they're representatives of this Mossad network. And that's why if you look again at Jeffrey Epstein, he was running a a Mossad CIA Sabbatean Frankist was the connection. Blackmail operation on the rich and famous. Why? Because once they got you, then you will make decisions that this cult wants making to advance its agenda. I'm glad I brought that up,
and I definitely want to read the book. It's all fascinating.
Mainstream media have absolutely ignored it. They usually attack me. They usually demonize me. They have completely ignored it, and that tells you something.
Well, please come back again and get into the whole book. We'll spend 2 hours on it, and I can't wait to read it. Now, we've got limited time left here. It's Paul Watson's host of the Fourth Hour, and I appreciate you've been gracious with your time, David. Let's start getting into the post-human endgame and the off-world or non-human element from your research, culturally looking at this, getting deep into it. I think basically everyone knows this is an anti-human agenda. It isn't just humans doing this. There's a master plan. It's very old. It's the globalists say they're in contact with interdimensionals. That's, you know, Joe Rogan's whole show is about how great it is and how wonderful it all is and how we should interface with these little friendly folks. If you say they're bad, then you're crazy. It doesn't exist and you're nuts. But if you love it and it's good, well, we should all just do what these little elves tell us to do. But what's really going on here? Who are the globalists? What do they believe they're doing? Why is the British royalty so into the occult? Why is Prince Charles, you know, angry at his brother for an underage girl, which is bad, but meanwhile he hangs out with Jimmy Savile, and we know does far worse things? Isn't Prince Andrew kind of the limited hangout right now?
Well, you see, over the last 30 years, I've researched so many subjects, and as you research them, they connect and they show you a picture. So as you follow these interbreeding bloodlines, which came out of the ancient world, particularly out of the Middle East, out of Babylon, out of Sumer, out of Egypt, and up into Europe, and then worldwide through the colonization of the world, you follow not just a sequence of interbreeding, because once... ironically, but that's the way it works. Once the world in general started rejecting overt rule by royalty, these bloodlines went into the dark super professions. They went into politics, into banking, into business, and all this network. And when you follow these bloodlines through history, two other things follow. Satanism and paedophilia, because these entities, if we take paedophilia, these entities operating outside of human sight, they feed off human energy. You remember in the Matrix movies when the Morpheus character held up the battery and said the machines have turned us into one of these, an energy source. Well, that's what they do, and the energy that they want in humans in general is what I call low vibrational emotional energy. They want energy we give off, because we're giving it off all the time in the terms of electromagnetic frequency, depending on our state of emotion and our state of mind. They want the energy of depression, the energy of fear, the energy of anxiety, sexual energy in its more extreme form. This is what they want, and they've structured society so that humans give them that energy, but their nectar, if you like, the energy they want more than anything, is the energy of prepubescent children.
And that's how they throw in our face with Monster University, oh, scaring the energies, what powers the monster kingdom. You're talking about this 30 years ago, but that's literally what they're doing, and terrorizing and torturing and using up a child is their ambrosia, and it's what they do in the satanic rituals.
But this is why they, you know, if you go back into history and when they were openly sacrificing people, what were they doing? What was the line? Sacrificing young virgins
to
the gods.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn turned full control over to the globalist ADL, and they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized, we are being conquered, and the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, David Icke is our guest. David, it's all coming out. You know, Jimmy Savile and the Dungeons and the Dead Children and the Royal Family and best buddies with Prince Charles. But then Prince Andrew, who I'm not defending, is obviously, you know, with this underage 17, 16-year-old girl. there's blackmail going on, and it's obviously a deep state fight with each other, as now they're threatening to have videos come out of other world leaders. Bill Gates is involved, all these other people. Epstein was running meetings on an alternate world government is what the Wall Street Journal reported. 12 years ago, we covered it. And what The Guardian reported, oh, an alternate world government to save the world from overpopulation. Oprah Winfrey, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, and others meeting secretly with Jeffrey Epstein at the Albert Einstein Institute. And then now Bill Gates living with, you know, staying with him in France, staying with him in New York, staying with him in the Caribbean, trying to cover that up. And then weird secret breeding programs and, you know, the ranch with the medical facilities. What in the hell is going on with these people? And why are there so many dead bodies of children found around the royals? And from your research, why is all this starting to come out? I mean, the deputy pope, the Pope's best buddy, just convicted of trafficking over 100 kidnapped little boys, barely made the news. 3,000 priests busted in Pennsylvania, barely made the news. They said, well, it wasn't just homosexual sex or pedophilia. They were doing satanic rituals in the churches, but it barely makes the news. So this is bigger than I thought it was. What in the hell is going on?
Sabbatine Frankism. You've covered every base with that. That's what this cult does. That's why Epstein was involved. Jimmy Savile was someone who had a lot of connections into this as well. And so there's no way that Savile wasn't running a... Because he was... One of the things that's not come out about Savile is the scale of the way he was providing children for the rich and famous, just like Epstein was. And you've got to ask this question, you see. I mean, let's do a little law of statistics for a minute. You've got one family in London, in a big palace, and you've got on one side of the ocean the most famous paedophile and procurer of children and child trafficker in America, Epstein, and he's a friend of Prince Andrew. And then you've got in Britain the most famous paedophile and procurer of children for the rich and famous, necrophiliac, sex with dead bodies, and all that stuff that he was into, Savile. And he was a bosom buddy for decades of Prince Charles. And according to Savile's own words, he was introduced into the bosom inner circle of the British royal family in the 1960s. He was just a disc jockey. Why would the royals be interested in him? Well, he says that he was introduced by a guy called Lord Mountbatten, a big member of the royal family. And I've been saying in my books for years that Mountbatten was a paedophile. And there was a book came out this year, which was quoting Freedom of Information Act documents from the FBI, in which they were also talking about fact that there were claims that Mountbatten was a paedophile. So a paedophile member of the royal family introduces Savile, this procurer of children for the rich and famous, into the royal family in a sanctum. He's there for decades. And by the way, he was actually used as a mediator between Prince Charles and Lady Diana when their marriage was breaking down. He was acting as a mediator, this disc jockey paedophile. So the chances of that being a coincidence, of course, are ludicrous. And we have a situation in Britain where the police... have not even acted or questioned this guy, Andrew, on the basis of what was claimed to have happened in a house in London.
And by the way, getting back to the whole Sabbatean angle, you've got the girlfriend of Epstein. Her dad was the famous British/Israeli intelligence operative who admittedly ran giant rings for sex operations and pedophilia. That's all even come out in mainstream news. So this is just an incredible nest of this.
Bob Maxwell is actually in the trigger because the Sabbatean Frankist Israeli Mossad have been manipulating the cyber world all along. And you'll remember this technology called Promise, that was brought out by an American company. And then the American government, in league with Mossad, put back doors into it. So when it was being bought by all and sundry around the world, they had access to it. Well, according to Victor Ostrovsky, who was a Mossad agent, wrote a couple of books.
Oh, yeah, we've had him on the show.
Yeah. Well, he was saying that Bob Maxwell, who was a big newspaper publisher in Britain, he owned the Daily Mirror at one point. I interviewed him once for the BBC, one of the most unpleasant pieces of work I've ever met in my life. I needed a shower when I left. Anyway, he is named by Ostrovsky as a Mossad agent who made a fortune selling the promise backdoor software all over the world. And according to him, it was Mossad that killed Maxwell on his boat, the Lady Ghislaine. And so here you have this, what I would strongly suggest is a Sabbatean Frankist Mossad agent, Epstein, in league with the daughter of a Mossad agent, Bob Maxwell. It's a very small world once you start putting the pieces together.
Yeah, but if you dig into his funeral in Israel, they admitted that. He was a super spy and got the highest honors. That's not even secret about Bob Maxwell.
Yeah, he was buried on the Mount of Olives, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, that's just a fact. So, I mean, it's a fact that this was a giant trifecta between British, U.S., and Israeli intelligence. And so, again, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all of them, we know that Oprah Winfrey's highly compromised and likes girls. And it's just a fact. And so these people know they're being set up. It's like part of the club. It's the initiation. It's not like Bill Gates and all of them just didn't know this was going on. They're going there to bathe in the waters, and that's just how you get in the club.
Yeah, and of course, when you get into this club, if you are among the rich and famous, then you're not only in the club, you're compromised ongoing. And therefore, you do what the club tells you to do, otherwise it's revealed. So when this Epstein network started getting close, because, you know, you've got to hold your hand up to these girls who've been, particularly Virginia Roberts, who's been vociferous in standing up and not bowing to the pressure, that it was in danger of unraveling in public, then, of course, you have to remove...
Well, I'm not saying Virginia Roberts is bad, and I believe her. She's got the... I'm saying 16, 17-year-old girls is a limited hangout. We all know that, I mean, my God, it's chopping children's heads off. It's drinking their blood.
I'm not saying that you're saying that Virginia Roberts is...
No. I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm saying as soon as I say that's nothing, they're only focusing on that because that's a limited hangout to divert off the really horrible Satanism.
Well, what they always do when something comes out is they try to make that the holding position. And so what's happened with Prince Andrew is the Queen.
Stay there. Let's talk about this one.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And I miss you, babe. I miss dancing with you the most of all. I miss the bar where the beach boys would go.
Well, somebody must be intercepting the emails we send to David Icke, because I've been trying to get him on for 2 years. He remembers like one email that he couldn't come on. He was busy. So I definitely are going to hear David here on the show more, and we appreciate him coming on. But there's all sorts of stuff that does go on. We have had our email intercepted and blocked before. That's why I tell the crew more and more we got to pick the phone up and call people, because there's a lot of weirdness going on with the AI, with the control systems, with the shadow banning. I remember just 6 months ago they were on CNN going, let's see if Jones has WhatsApp on Facebook to privately communicate. They go, he doesn't, but thousands of other nationalists do. Ban them. And they banned people from using private messengers. Like we're Al-Qaeda or something. David Icke's here. He's in this segment, the next little short segment that Paul Watson takes over from the UK. He's loaded for bear as usual. But, David, I don't mind that we swerved off into your book. I didn't know what it was about. It's very interesting. I look forward to reading it. And I actually got to get it. I'm going to read it. I've read many of your books. Page Turners. Thought-provoking, that's what's important. But there's no doubt there's a system that's killing us, that's dumbing us down, that's taking us out of humanity, out of love, out of justice, and that is turning us against each other and that says humans are bad, teaching us to hate ourselves, teaching us to have a post-human world, while they wreck the planet itself and override it with genetic engineering and the chemtrailing, and which they now admit they're doing, and all the rest of the craziness. So what's going to be admitted next? You have the CIA director come out and say, yeah, we're doing exactly what people said we are, but it's secret. What's coming next from these globalists? And what's their total end game? I mean, I think it's just get rid of humans altogether is what they're saying publicly now. I mean, how fantastical is that? And then how do we counter this?
Well, they're going to be more and more open. They're going to have to be more and more open because what they're doing is being introduced. And along with trying to sell it in a positive way, as I talked about earlier, another side story to being open about it is to actually, in effect, say, well, what are you going to do about it? We got the power now, nothing you can do. And they are going to try to take the power away from people by telling them that they have all the power. And so people go, well, what's the point? There's no point. You can't stop them. They're too powerful. They're not. They have to persuade us that they're powerful, and then they can be powerful because we believe they are. There's billions and billions of humans. The number of people in full knowledge of what they're doing in terms of this cult is tiny. And this is why they are desperate for people not to understand the nature of reality for a start. That's why it's all been suppressed, because they know how reality works. They know this is not a solid world. I mean, quantum physics knows that. So if you live in a solid world, and that's how we experience it, why we do can be very easily explained, as I do in the books. And when you feel the world is solid and everything's apart from everything else, then what do you have? Limitation. It's not possible. When I say this is happening, that's happening, many times people have said to me, well, that can't be happening. It's not possible. No, it's not possible if the world's solid, but it's not. They know that actually the base form of this reality is a waveform information field. Think Wi-Fi. So you've got a Wi-Fi field, and it's just a radiation field of information, but the computer simply decodes that field into a completely different reality on the screen. And everywhere apart from on the screen, the internet or what you see is nothing like what you're looking at. Only on the screen does it look like that. And in the same way, we are decoding waveform information fields, fluid waveform information fields, think Wi-Fi again, into this reality.
And there's no doubt they're coming in to jam the transmissions we're getting from God, the universe, the information, to jam it with artificiality. And you read their white papers, they admit they're trying to stop something that humans are going to do. They're trying to bring in the false new age to make us think that they're saving us when they're really killing us, because there is something really new coming.
This is the whole point. I talked to you earlier about the postage stamp consensus and all that. What all this perceptual programming does, especially programming self-identity. This is why they're getting this self-identity politics, where people's self-identity is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and the letters describing it get longer and longer and longer. It's because they want us to have a myopic view of self-identity.
A totally selfish island under yourself, totally pissed off, hating everyone around you, a satanic worldview.
But also a myopic self-identity. So we self-identify the I with our labels, your race, your religion.
Sure, so it's false labeling, false programming, so that it's a jamming what the real universe is, putting up fake icons that they're teaching us through political correctness is literally to sabotage reality and not let us even decode third-dimensional transmissions.
But yeah, so what they're doing is they're basically putting us in a bubble, a perceptual bubble, And therefore,
and that's the basis of telling someone they're a victim. So you wanted to get into transhumanism and the transgender. Here it is. Transgender man who gave birth loses battle to be registered as a father. That's upside down world saying, you know, pig not given the right to say he can fly to the moon and back. Britain's first transgender couple to allow their 5-year-old child to begin transitioning. A total cult, again, doing this to their daughter. Here's another one. Favorite drag queen storytime author likes pedophile Instagram post talking about hashtag young boy lover, hashtag pedophilia, hashtag, I mean, it's all right here. Scroll through that for folks. With all of this open Satanism and the coming out and these people all dressed like demons and drag queen story time and women bringing their children to offer them up to men, many of them convicted pedophiles. What in the hell is going on there, David? Well, this externalization of this.
Well, I would like to comment on that because it's very important in terms of some of the subjects we've covered. But if I could just finish this one point.
Oh, yes. You just said make sure I bring that up. But go ahead.
Sure. And I want to talk about it. I'll come to it. I'll be very brief. So we've been put in this perceptual bubble, and all the information we get, which forms our perceptions of self and the world, is within this bubble. But actually, if we open our minds, particularly open our hearts, we can access levels of expanded awareness that gives you a vaster, greater fix on the world and reality than ever that does. And what they want to do with this smart grid, this connecting the human brain to artificial intelligence, is to stop us expanding our consciousness into greater levels of awareness, understanding.
And that's insight. Admitted. The White House signs are said, we put fluoride in the water to lower your IQ to make you more manageable. They admit they're doing it. Talk about criminal activity.
Exactly. And so that's what it's all about. Anyway, in terms of the transgender thing, this relates to the whole smart grid technological agenda. They want, in the end, to change the nature of the human body so it becomes a synthetic human body. They're already working on it, sometimes in the open, overwhelmingly in the secret bases and projects. This synthetic human will not have gender and will not be able to procreate, which takes us into Brave New World and the world hatchery method of technological produce of children, which is what Aldous Huxley was talking about in the world hatcheries. And so what they are doing is preparing people, particularly the young as well, because they'll be the adults, for the no-gender world. So this is the process. Confuse gender, confuse gender, confuse gender, confuse gender, fuse gender, fuse gender, no gender human. And because they are looking at a technological procreation instead of a human procreation, they don't need men and women anymore, because they don't need to procreate, because that's going to be done another way. And so what is happening with this transgender indoctrination, which is so disgusting, it's not, because again, it's not about protecting transgender people from discrimination.
It's about forcing this agenda and attacking the name man and woman and attacking the very biological jump point of the third dimension.
Well, in the same way that the school system, which has been completely taken over for this agenda, has been indoctrinating children into the climate cult agenda to terrify them that the world's going to end, so they are being at the same time indoctrinated into complete...
And boy, are they. Back in 2 minutes with the final segment with David Icke. And then we've got Paul Joseph Watson.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.